Meanwhile,
Zamenklim Bochim on Jungleit, in Gas in front of 770 on Hey Tavis in the afternoon, with Ongevine to Tanzen, to Springen, and Zogan Lachayim, and it went on almost non stop, the Shibbet in the Mishta, till Yud Beis Tavis, till the Rebbe had to intervene, make sure everybody went back, Tachas Gafni, Tachas Kin, Tay Nosei. After Hey Tavis, there was a shtadlis by some people, Pekesha, to connect with some people that were close to the other side, to persuade them that inasmuch as the legal system allows for an appeal, after you lose the decision, you can appeal the decision, to try to persuade the Sadeh Sheni not to file an appeal, because it was a very clear decision. There wasn't much mokum l'sofek, and it would just drag on all for everybody, all the agony of the case, and the attorneys with legal costs and public exposure and things of that nature. It went on for a couple of weeks, but it really didn't help. And after, I think, 30 days or 60 days, I'm not sure how long it took, sure enough, the second side, the loser, Barry filed an appeal against the decision of the federal judge. The appeals court is in Manhattan.
Why would everyone so excited they say it? It wasn't obvious.
You must be a Rebbe, because that's why the Rebbe said that it wasn't over yet, and they say it.
Well,
then
what did they
Huh?
They didn't know. It was on the Tzochem.
It was an enormous Tzochem. The next year in Tovshin Membov, the Rebbe exact, that's when he sent it to Yim Zgulan, and Yim Zrosin.
How did the Rebbe respond to the news?
That was on the telephone. You can never tell. You know, just like the Rebbe was non-demonstrative, did you know when the Rebbe was happy or sad? Never knew. I'm telling you, you wouldn't know. She was the same way. With the plagufa, was a good shidduch. Perfect shidduch. I skipped over something. Well, any case, there was an appeal. The stage of the appeal is that you go before three judges sit in every case, and you have to file papers, not more than 50 pages is the limit of legal briefs. And when the argument data said for the oral argument, you have like 10 to 15 minutes. That's it. Each side has 10 to 15 minutes. 20 minutes is a lot. Then you have to wait again. I left out something very important. So I'll go back. We talked about Hey Tavis. We'll go back to Hey Tavis too, Tovshin Mem Hei. But on Vov Tavis, Tovshin Mem Hei, the day after Hey Tavis, there was another sikha from the Rebbe. And the Rebbe spoke about to give pidyenis. Anyone who has a bakosha, no matter what it is, someone that's onschreiben, if there's any money they want to give with the pidyen, they should put it in a separate bag. And medavdich mit shemen, vosu schreiben, weil man wird es nicht lehnen, wird es nur übergeben zum Schwer auf Neho, k'mei shehu. Because it was pashut too much. The Rebbe foresaw there was going to be a lot. And what happened is as follows. On the day of Vov Tavis and Zion Tavis, before the Rebbe went to the Yale again on Thursday, so only including guns in his deck, huge shopping bags full of pedienis. The money was separate, of course, and it had to be taken out of the Rebbe's room. The Rebbe was very selective who should take the pekel out into the car. That was for those who noticed, at that time was a very, very selective. Actually, the Rebbe didn't let anybody else touch it, other than a few people in Gunson. And fast forward, what we saw, what everybody saw, many, many people saw it, and if you in touch with it, there were people, was some Gebeten for Kinder, was some Gebeten for Nosse. Bakoshet nafshiyas, that they waited for such an nesrosin. Und sein nifkid geworden. So do gang in the sight. So was nissim vin nifloys mamish goli leine keil. What's that is coming from the fin. So you ask, what was the big deal with Hey Tavis? It was a very, very big deal to many, many, many people. There were many people Inglach mit Medlach, maybe the married already walking the earth today because of Heitevus, because of the Eitz Rotzon that it created, L'mayla and L'mata. It was Mashahum Yilchad. So anyways, what happened was that the appeal came, we filed our briefs, and the day was set for the oral argument, and we had the oral arguments, and the three judges asked a few questions. Again, it was very hard to discern. Sometimes they say the Mavinian that when the judge, even the Supreme Court in Washington, when they start asking questions to a particular tzad, you could sometimes discern where the line of thinking is, where the nature. But you couldn't read anything into it. So now we're set to wait again. So we waited and we waited and we waited. And that psak came down next year, Chof He Tishrei Tovshin Memches. Chof He Cheshvan, I'm sorry. Chof He was something else. Chof He Cheshvan was just before the Kinnus, was the Mechaya, was the Ferel of the Kinnus. Tovshin Memches. And the opinion was even stronger than Sifton's opinion. And they write about the Friedrich Rebbe. How can anybody say about him that what he said was not what he really believed? That he said one thing and believed something else. He was a spiritual leader, and if he said that the book is a rechush ha'omo, that it's not a private rechush, that it belongs to the public for the greater good, or whatever it is, we have to take him exactly what he said, because Barry said that the Rebbe said one thing but meant something else. So it was a much stronger, it was all three, it was unanimous, all three judges paskin and upheld the Friedrich decision, but mit a hisofel, mit a schmitzikel. And that was Chof He Cheshvan. So you could think that the whole thing is over. No place more to go. They weren't going to Supreme Court in Washington. It's not that kind of case. They wouldn't take it. There was no place to go. It was over and done, finished.
How did the Rebbe respond this time, Chof He Cheshvan? You went in, no sure.
But we didn't have the written decision, B'shas Mais. I think it came up later, if I'm not mistaken. No. That's what he's asking. We'll get there. We'll try to get there. So this is already Toshim Memches, and then shortly thereafter was Chav Beishvat Toshim Memches. I'm sorry. You don't even need me here. I didn't say that's why it is.
If you're not going to say Lachaim, so what do you expect from that?
After the psak came down, Chof He Cheshvan, so the lawyers immediately filed a brief with the appeal, for the three judges in the appeals court. The books that were in the bonded warehouse, the 400 volumes, were impounded. They were not returned pending the appeal and the outcome of the appeal. In the interim, all the svarim that were bought by dealers from all over the world to customers were given back when they found out that there was a tumult in the Ganze Welt. The purchases gave back the books, and we had to pay them the money for the books. And the Rebbe said to pay them the money, not to take away the money from the Seicher. A bunch of Ganovim, really. Even book dealers are really not very scrupulous. And we paid the recipients, the customers, the ultimate customers, every penny that they paid for the book. We bought everything back, but everything came back. But the 400 volumes that were laying in the bonded warehouse in New Jersey, in Montclair, we didn't get back yet, pending the results of the appeal. So right after the psak from the Beis Mishpat, the lawyer sent a brief to the judges, they should release the books, and they did it right away. And it was a weekend coming up, that was on a Thursday, I think, or a Friday. You couldn't do anything then, but Monday was Beis Kislev, we arranged with the bank, the warehouse where they were being held, and the other side and the attorneys, we should all come and meet there at a certain time on Monday. And the Rebbe told me the night before Sunday night, he's going to the jail the next day. So I was in a hurry to get back as soon as I could on Monday from New Jersey. We thought we'll take the 400 books, put them in a was 13 boxes, I think the cheshbon was. Put them in boxes, and we got an armored truck. There was a Jewish man in New Jersey who owned an armored truck company. You know, we had like the Brinks trucks, we carry cash and gold and all. And a police escort from New Jersey, then when we came back to New York, they took over. And it was precious cargo. And every book they had to write down and check off a list and give a chsimah. Anyway, time was moving and the Rebbe fought some mail bulb. In the meantime, I wasn't there, but people came from all over the world in front of 770 to see what's going to happen when the books come back. And the Rebbe, what's the Rebbe going to say? What's he going to do? What is he going to look like? Table. And but I wasn't there to see what happened. But I hear it was mamish min akotze lakotze. Mamish, it was my wall to wall. And the Rebbe, for some reason, decided that he wasn't going to wait. And he came out of 770. Rabbi Klein was there to take him to the Yehel. He left word with Rabbi Groner to tell me that when I come back from New Jersey, I should, without picking, I should at random take out 3 svarim from the boxes and take them to the Yehel, and he'll come back with me from the Yehel, Beit Kislev. But I hear that when the Rebbe came out and he saw this massive crowd, it was massive, you couldn't see the end of it, Zuckman. He got very upset and started speaking Mikhail Rom. Why they're doing it? I mean, I wasn't there, so I can't. I don't think there's any hanocha, but people just scattered as quick as they could. You remember? You were upstairs looking down.
That's for one person.
Pinto. Okay, Pinto, our 24/7 man.
I was there.
You were there.
I heard the whole thing.
Yeah. Anyways, and then the Rebbe left to the Yehel.
No.
The Yehel, I don't know what the Yehel did, and we drove up to 770 with this armored truck, and we took the boxes out. No, that was done by Meshach Hazman.
Over the year.
No. He didn't have any money. He was broke. He was broke, but then he was broke. But he had to spend it on the lawyers. We paid it. Did I ever set to pay? We paid it.
Where
did they
get the money?
Who?
Mine?
Well, did I ever set to pay it? Where you get the money? Did I ever set to pay it? You're only asking me, where you pay it? Did I ever set to pay it? You pay it. If you have a money, you pay it. So I came back. We unloaded the armored truck, and then I picked out 3 svarim, and I did exactly what I heard. It was at random. Not in Kengen Clyde and Zuchah and Alta Sefer and Abivim. I didn't do that. I took 3 svarim, and I got into the car and I went to the Yehel. I don't remember. I remember one sefer was the Derech Emunah, was the Rebbe spoke about the following Shabbos, and he said that Kohos should print it. Strangely enough, one sefer was Mizmor LaSeder, and the third one I don't remember what it was. You remember yesterday? Yeah. Anyways, and I went to the Yehel and I told the Rebbe what it was, and then when he finished, we came back. And it was amongst the Tzvarim Shuvim that he stole.
So you went into the room, to the Yehel?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Then we came back. That was Beis Kislev, the Kitzur. I don't remember. I can't say yes or no. We're up to someplace in Memches, where Chav Beis Shvat, which is a very, very bitter, bitter day in our lives. And in the meantime, we didn't know. We were hoping, I should say, that everything is over and done. it's finished, finito, gemarno. But that was not to be. And here's where the most bitter part. Here's where the most bitter part of the trial and the days, the most troubled days that ever we ever endured, first began after the whole, after all the Svarim were back and the Svarim case was resolved. Not many people knew about it. It wasn't really public knowledge. But what happened was as follows. In one of those Shabbosim in Tammuz Tavshin Namhei, there was a bocher who went upstairs to the third floor and knocked on the door by Chana Gerari, where the Rashag lived, and she saw a bocher by his mother. Tavshin Namhei, Shabbos in Tammuz. And she opened the door, there was a latch on the door, she saw a bocher with a kapot, she opened the door. And it lost a frask in her face. And he broke her cheek and nearly blinded her. She fell to the floor. She had to be taken to the hospital. What happened was, from that day on, she moved out of 770. She went to live with her son in New Jersey. The Shag was left alone in 770. He used to visit from time to time. He became a Shevakela. He had a stroke and he became a Shevakela. But if you know, we used to laugh at the Rashag for various reasons. There's a lot of history. I was also like when we were young Bachram, he was one of the topics of ridicule and comedy. But the truth is, how he withstood with his son, Ben Yochai, and his wife was taken away, butchered. And he was never so close to the Rebbe in all the years that he was then when he was all alone. He stood so firmly on the Rebbe's side. It was Poshet Nitzu Lavko Mecha Savulda. How he acted, to his credit, in his Iskashras, v'chuli, was simply amazing. Simply amazing. Huh? Ooh. This is after the whole book case I'm talking. I'm up to Tavshin Memches Memtes, and he couldn't do anything with the case. He could. They wouldn't listen to him. He was persona non grata, maybe by his own wife. Interestingly enough, he wasn't well. He had suffered a stroke and he needed care. And you know who made sure that he had his meals twice, three times a day, that his laundry was tended to, and all his needs were given at the proper time. The Rebbetzin was one who took care up to Chop Beishvat, of course. But this was a very bitter episode. What they did after this, because of the beating of Chana and Tavshin Memhei, they decided what? I don't know. But the Agnes Nefesh and the Tzoros that it caused is Eilashai. I don't know. But what happened was they brought a case against the Rebbe. They wanted to bring a case against the Rebbe personally for inciting the beating of Chana. And the Sitter Achra got copies of the Rebbe Sichis, the Hanochis, and they got legal translations and had a whole book put together, a whole brief put together. The Rebbe was shuldig in this whole thing. And they wanted to depose the Rebbe. It was mamish ein l'shayer. And we said that the Rebbe cannot be deposed for all the reasons v'chuli. So they went to Judge Sifton, and Judge Sifton gave this whole matter over to a magistrate. The magistrate is like a judge, but he has the same tekef of a judge, but it's a little bit of a lower level. And he gave it to a magistrate by the name of Chrein. What was his first name?
Simon J. Chrein,
I think. And he, in the course of the summer of Tavshin Memtes, for 3 or 4 months, he heard this case: should the Rebbe be deposed or should the Rebbe not be deposed? There came a time when the Rebbe called me in. and he told me, let them depose me. I don't care. And I told the Rebbe like a shegetz. I said, we're not going to let that happen. That's not going to happen. Rebbe's hunger cooked, changed the subject, and left the room. It so happens that the lawyer that handled the case for that particular bitter struggle was a young man by the name of Seth Waxman from Washington. He was also in Nat Lewin's staff, but Nat Lewin took over from the case at that point. He gave it to Seth Waxman to handle. And he did a superb job. He called in the doctor that I've had a heart attack, you know, Lamed Ches and things and this and that. Dr. Weiss came in, Chadoshim Nochanand. And as I said, this was as bitter, bitter than anything. The Rebbe. And the Rebbe was ready to go, and I said, no, not going to happen. And what happened was, after a long series of hearings, it came to Chovrov Tishrei. That's what I said, Chovrov Tishrei before. The magistrate Chrein sent out a psak that nobody needs the Rebbe's deposition. You can go on with the case, that's not important. B'chuli b'chuli, with the whole 30 pages of Tamim, 25 pages of Tamim, and Nimukim, so happens when the week that Barry died, he also died. So Chrein, I saw it in the New York Times, the time when Jay Chrein passed away, the Lama Lichtig in Gan Eden. The men Shetov Me'elam Haben, Shetov Tereden. Yeah. But he passed in that the Rebbe Damon is deposed. And.
He saw right through the ultimate
battle. Yeah, he understood what the Rebbe was, and he understood what they wanted to do, and he wouldn't stand for it. And of course, as soon as he said that, it had to be ratified by Sifton, because he said it over. So Sifton signed it off. And so he went and the guns of Mice, the Pasha. That year, plus Chabav Tishrei. That Tov Shinun. There was already Tov Shinun. This is 4 years later. This was the second, and this was the worst part of the whole trial. This was the Mamish the Rebbe Begufei.
From when did it start?
It started Memtes. It started Memches. Memches. It lasted a long time. Yeah. Sure.
Started right after Rashag died. Just about then, that's when they filed the first papers. The second chelik, they filed the papers after the shayda.
Yeah. But I think the mevushin worked out well. Nobody, the ilam but nishgivustaf as they filmed. It was during that tekufa where the Rebbe mentioned something about the shluchim. Was something that you to answer your question? I believe, if my recollection serves me correctly, it was in that tekufa. But that was just. It was just an Indian. Zguli, I don't know what was, because the Shulchan got together later on and they wanted to do something. And I said, what's Mishnah Zech in the Ganze Meisse? Belongs to the Chabad. We come to the Hins, it was a settle, a long settle. So that sort of.
You have till 6 years.
The statute's limitation wasn't long, it was too long. They had to do. They maybe had it behind in their mind, but they're going to do it all along. And I guess the fact that the Rashag died, they felt they had the breitkai to do whatever they call it al ruchem. Huh? Just to demean the babish. Let me say it.
They wanted his money.
No, it had nothing to do with him.
They were suing.
They probably felt that they would get some money to buy it off. But anyway, it didn't work. And it was pretty much over. But too much had transpired in the middle. Chav Beishvat was an episode that.
And the case continued after Chav Beishvat.
No, the case was over, but the lawyers had to draw up a certain. You see, I left out something that nobody knows about, but I'll tell you something. When the Rashag passed away, all of his chafetz in the house were put into a storage house, someplace in Brooklyn. Hisvarim and the Ksavim, b'chol b'chol. And Barry wanted some of the things, some of the things he didn't want, and some of the things belonged to the Alter Rebbe in Shnei Nesora. There were things that belonged to different for different. They belonged to the Tagur Chabad Bemes. He was claiming ownership to, and so over the course of a few months, there was a Heskim settlement, if you will, that was drawn up. That Barry would get his father's things, and that this would the Rebbe in Shnei Nesora Marze, Rebbe Rashab Rebbeson, and some other Svarim would come to Tagur Chabad b'chuli. It took a while. We're getting there. According to my recollection, at the end of Chedesh Ov, Tov Shin Nun, I remember sitting in the courthouse till 8 o'clock at night with the judge and the lawyers, finalizing the settlement. I think it was Chav Gimel Ov, that everything was Muskim, and I signed Samagunas Chabad to the Heskim, and Sitter Achra signed. And it was just missing the judge's signature, but it was all over. We came back to 770, 8 o'clock at night, and went into the Rebbe's room and told him that it's over, just need the chsim of the shevet. And then he said, Shalom and Belt and Shalom and Netz Yisrael. Then, there were still those, I did mention before, there were 11 books that used to be in the Friedrich Rebbe's table on the second floor, 11 Svarim, that were also taken by Barry. And they were in a separate place, they were in his house. And when we went to Beit Kislev to take back the 400 volumes, they were not amongst them. He claimed that his mother gave it to him, b'chuli b'chuli then. But we wanted them back. We told the court that we want them back, and the judge decided they'd have to be returned. Went to New Jersey again, picked up the 11 Svarim. This was already Elul. Yeah. This was
part of the
show, or
this was part of the show?
Mm-hmm. It could have been. But it was Masmik to give it back, and I remember coming back in the afternoon to 770, that I was, because a lot of that time that I was in the President Street after Chobbe Shvat. And I brought him to the Rebbe's room, 11 Svarim. And I told the Rebbe, this is it. And I asked the Rebbe where they should go. So he thought for a second, and he said, down there, flaking up and tishaven. So I took them upstairs, put them on the table where they were taken from in the first place. I assume they're there till Adayim Azeh,
basically.
Which
farm are they? Huh? Which farm are they?
There was a Yalkut Shemaini, and there was a Tanakh. I don't remember. I have a Rishim, but I don't remember from the Shemaini.
They're still there?
I believe they're still there. Nobody had right to take them, to touch them.
The fact that
the Rebbe should give a deposition or not was finished in Chav Vav Tishrei. Once that was finished, it was over. They had nothing to do. What are they going to do? Who are they going to sue? What are they going to do? They had no defendant.
He was in Israel.
Yeah.
Point was to get to the Rebbe. That was their whole point, to embarrass the Rebbe, to get the Rebbe out of deposition, to ask him questions. Once it was over, lawyers charged $500 an hour.
Okay.
It's too expensive.
What?
No.
The case was about stealing swaddles. That was the case.
You're talking about the original case. The second.
Yeah, the third case, you mean? Yeah. The third trial was about the Rebbe, yeah. What? No, that was not taken. That was always in the Rebbe's, Friedrich Rebbe's room, and it was locked in a closet, and luckily it could have been taken, but it wasn't taken. Yeah. That I was very right about it. In fact, I think there was a time that the Rebbe didn't, was specific if it was taken or not. And he mentioned it, that Shabbos, he mentioned it.
And
then check it. With the check. The Shag did leave at Tzavo, we left pretty much everything to Agudat Chabad. Because Barry wanted certain things, and the Shag had them in his apartment, and some things most of the things he could have. We didn't either need his father's furniture. But there were a few things that, like I mentioned before, there were some Svarim of the Rebbe in Shtenesora.
Everything that Rav Ashag had belonged to us. He left it to Agudas Chabad. Barry wanted some of it, and he had stuff that we wanted. And we wanted him to stop all the shenanigans in the court. So they made an agreement. We'll give you Rav Ashag's gatkes, you give everything else.
I think the ads were from the court, not from the Shag.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about things that from the Rav Ashag's house that were in a, were, that were in a storage house. He couldn't go in alone, and so that it came to an end. But I want to go back. Chong the Mashpia, Zot Aleph Chong the Mashpia, L'chaim. Mashpia,
alle dachmuzog l'chaim.
I just want to tell you something, not as an aside, but when I meet with Bochum, Shiva Bochum, I give him some reminiscences of my own, when I was your age, or maybe even younger. Okay. In Yud Shvat, by the way, I'll tell you a little anecdote. That I don't think I told it before. But when I went into the Rebbe to tell him that the restraining order was in place and the Sforim that weren't sold were going to be saved, so he told me, "Du bist amol gewen beim Schwer." Got the brachim and shver. It was almost a statement, more than a question. And I mentioned I was there by my mitzvah. I was by chiddus and tavshin nine by the parit by shver. He meant to say that he would tell everything on his shver. So he wanted to say that since I was by his shver, maybe I'll be a kli that some kind of a mittel. For some degree of success in this whole affair. But when I was a bocher, your age, maybe, as I said, maybe younger, I was just like you. And I came here when I was 12, before bar mitzvah. Before bar mitzvah, I went to Friedrich Rebbe, a bocher, and I learned in Bedford and Dean. I dormed here. My family was out of town. I was the teshuva of New York. And the time came that I went up to 770, to the Zalman 770. That's all there was. There were no buildings, there were no shuls, there was nothing there. 770, what you see. That little Zal upstairs, that was the Zal where the Fabrengans were, with the Rebbe Gedavin Shabbos and Yontif, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Bechuli, Bechuli. That's where we learned. So there were 70, 80 Bochum, 50 Bochum. L'moshel, Friday night, in the winter Friday night, we had a Seder from 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock, Chassidus, in the Zal. So, the Rebbe would come in to daven Kabbalah Shabbos in the Zal, and we would just wait. And after Kabbalah Shabbos, we went back into the Zal, depending on the hour of what time it was. And 8 o'clock, we had a minyan for Kabbalah Shabbos after our own Seder Chassidus. We realized that the Rebbe had his door open. He opened his door at 8 o'clock to listen to the minyan of the Bochrim. It was just Bochum, Kabbalah Shabbos. In fact, we started thinking at that time, is the Rebbe davening with the Bochum's minion? Or did he daven before and he just wants to hear Kabbalah Shabbos, Chvesvos? In those years, the Rebbe would come in after Maidev, the Rebbe didn't go until 9 o'clock in the winter. But he could come into the Zal plutzling at 6:30, 7:30, see who's there. Sometimes he would come in and say, They generally lived in Bronzeville, so they went home for Shabbos. I was the only Yol from America that was sitting over there. I used to live with Yol Khan a little bit, and he would come in and check who's here and who's not here. And sometimes the Meshach HaShavua, he used to walk from his house in that time. I wasn't there to drive him. He would come in 8:30. See who's in the Zal. he remember, who's there, he knew who was there, who should be there, who wasn't there. What I mean to say is that it was just a little bit like a father and children. I mean, he was very, very close. And when I think back of it, I wish every bocher would have a tekuf in his life where he could have had that geschmack. Deilom chatir b'chayecho. Sitzim tkezach nish gefeld. Nish gen gashmi is. Efen nish geruchni is. We had the Rebbe and we loved him and he loved us. Mitgelant chesidus, mitgelant nigla. Mit nish gewusst, it was a year. I remember I didn't even know what the year was. It was 1946, 47, 40. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know. I probably didn't know. And I wasn't a Batlan. I was an American boy. I went to Latin school. You don't know what that is. That's a Harvard prep. You shouldn't know from it. At 12, I was in high school. But I didn't know what you're... If Gan Eden is anything like this, then it's good. More than that, that's Minish Gedaf. It's a Kein Zach Nish Gefeld. And you go to Yemeledes and the... It was just a Nelem Gashmi, but the Ruchni had geleucht and mazayifen. It's impossible to describe. And I wish my children, your old children, the Rebbe's kinder, could only have a taste. Some have a taste. Maybe you can use it in your imagination. That Yankev Avinu Leimeis. I'll go to that in a minute. But the Rebbe Girat Yamotaka Hei Teves and Vov Teves. As the Rebbe's mitundalamen. Avil is all hidden the side. The side is the side from Sefer Tzimim. Sefer Tzimim is a hail that can make it. Since can chedid all to yeshiva, since can tell the yeshiva, since can lakewood, that's in Berabim Sambay, so. And das is Yaka Mikol Yaka, and it darf poshet miyaka sein, and halten tayer, jede minute, jede show, was it can sein, and safely to me, because before I got married, I remember what the occasion was, I wrote a settled letter about something, the Rebbe says, he knows, I know I was getting married in a few weeks. He said, "Chateva v'achil chateva shti baldadan arichaim al tzavarei arichaim al tzavarei made poshes and panos." We had no kelo then. I didn't know what I was going to do at that time. I mean, he knew what I was going to do, but I didn't know. B'chol eifin, it was poshet. It was poshet a nelem from Gan Eden. If that's what Gan Eden is all about, Memela is also miyakas on the site. There was. It's interesting that in the time in Hetevei. Taka Yud Beis Tevis, when the Rebbe wanted the Bach on Zichdas and Lenin after all the celebration and the Chingis, when Hey Tevis Shavis Yamish Yud Beis Yud Beis Tevis, the Rebbe spoke about the Bach and the Bechinis that they had to have, and I don't want to go into it, you can look it up yourself. But the Rebbe would get up to the Bach and we attached that to Kinder, had to hang Kinder, so I'd say, good and fine, that's how that's learned. It's interesting that in that sikha, in the first sikha, after mincha, hey teves, even though it seemed that the Rebbe was sort of, what they say in English, nonplussed, that he wasn't impressed with the psak, kibayachol, he spoke about the pasha and the flebim at the site, he spoke about the inyu von vaseisa with gizokt, as liatem shalachtem lihena elolakim, huh? Yeah. And know them as the Monte de Rinyin was Alamokam Ashivcha Le Hashem Shakin Shmei Shom. I'm not sure the Musa HaPosek. Alamokam Asher. Pasha Shaftim. Huh? Shakin Shmei Shom, I think. Anyway, Shakin Shmei Shom. And there, but get up in the Minyan, was Dosh Tetel Akim, as the Shlichus to Yasef, he given Dochel Akim. And the Torah for the Shlichus is Shemavaya. And the Rebbe read the Kitzur wegen dem Chilik. As the Ninyu for the Shemavaya, this Ninyu Golin, a Fatin Shlichus, and that Gilui, Giluim, and the Salakus, it's all fine. Shemelakim, and the Ninyu for Helen Vahester, but Duch the Melakim, Duch the Helen Vahester, and the Shlichus, the Gerechta Hechra Gilui, but the Ninyu for Shemavaya. It seems to me, at the time, what the Rebbe was saying, as the ganze meisim is the tzvorim, and the ganze mishpat, and the ganze agmus nefesh in the tzoreh, nafshei, was at the table given, it is given a shlichus. Now then, for Nolakim. und durch dem mit durch Zukunft zu Hecherin, ja, die Rettung und wir kennen das, als wir gerade teilen, als wir das Chabad, das Sefiriyah, Svorim, mit Lente nicht, mehr darf man lernen, das Svorim, und was steht in Svorim, der wird mal gerät, wenn jemand von, ich gehe nicht zu Becholleifen, als das der gewesen, an Ingen, was darf zubringen, allem in, an Nasch, Paul Yisrael, Afshe, so a Hecheres Schlav, Nabidat Hashem, Limedat Teiro, Teiro Shem Ksav, Teiro Shem Balpeh, v'chuli, v'chuli. Und das ist gut gedacht. Und der Rebbe gerät, weißt du, gewinnen, die Sache, I started talking before earlier about the Hemshech von Chaneke. At the beginning, von Chaneke is, in the Teg noch Chaneke. Hey, me fehlt sag, wie es darf zu sein. In the Teg noch Chaneke. Was in Stocken hier von Adlokas Neides, noch der Schmini mei Chaneke. Und da nicht in Halle, bechuli, bechuli. Ich befürchte sich in dem Indien von Chaneke, auf die alle Gelukken, die der Rebbe redt oft, der Rebbe oft gerät, zwischen Neres Chaneke und Neres Migdash. Das heißt, passt in Neres Chaneke, Punkt verkehrt, in jeder Platz, wie es sich bei Neres Migdash. Und gut, mit Zeit, der Rebbe, das ist der Hemmschicht von Neres Chaneke und Mischkan, von Neres Chaneke und Neres Migdash. Und es ist Punkt verkehrt, in Chaneke, in Migdash, gewesen, mit Neres Bedorim, Jemin. Chaneke ist mit Smeil. Dort nicht gewesen bei Tog, Chaneke ist bei Nacht, dort gewesen in Wenig, dort bei Chut, dort Schmeli, dort Shiva, mit aller Chalut, mit aller Flores, mit der Rebbe, retten dem. Der Ihn von Chaneke ist Porsche Lohore Sacheshech, ad der Kalja Wigel Del Medoi. Das ist der Abbas von der Schluchim, was der Rebbe schickte Brau. Und nehmen eine finstere Welt, auf Pesach Beisim bei Chut, bei Nacht, noch Schkiert Nachama und machen Lichtig. Und eben tut es noch Chaneke, ist es am Beginn, dass der Chaneke gewinnt, wie es darf zu sein. Und das ist gewinnt, in von der Zwore, in von der Lekim, mit allem Gesehres, mit Zorres, was wir durchgelebt haben, als der eine von uns. Und das ist der Beginn, so mit, wie es darf zu sein. Und das ist der Rebbe gesagt, Hey Tevis. Und das ist der Hemmschicht von Chaneke. Und der Limit von Hey Tevis. As Lamer is Kol HaLomitz Vestedim. And all of the Rebbe Fuknus in the word Harpatakois. All the Shverakaiten, all the obstacles that seemingly we have in our way, Davim Zich Mitzgabezayin, Zakir Lekim, Davim Zich Mitzgabezayin. It's interesting,